Thank you everyone for coming to the sixth Empty Gallery interview. Today we're interviewing Vanessa Billy. The Empty Gallery interviews is a series of live conversations in empty galleries before the artist sets up their work, so in the kind of intermittent period, just prior to the setup of the exhibition, which will open on Friday. And the idea is to create an anticipatory dialogue just prior to the exhibition to verbalise the exhibition effectively before it gets visualised. The first question we often ask in the empty gallery interviews is how your relationship with the space embodied itself within your response to the work. Your response to the space and how that carries itself in your idea for the work.
So I guess I can't remember what came first now, really, but I'm planning to make these two rectangular shapes on the floor in concrete, like a thin layer, almost like a mat. Like a yoga mat type of size and shape, and then I think that relates well. I'm taking the proportions of the skylights mm-hmm. and reproducing them under
both of them.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah.
But now I find it really hard to know what came first. I don't think I was particularly obsessed with those skylights, thinking I must make something in relation to it. Mm-hmm. I think it was more the floor, actually, thinking about the floor, the surface we walk on, and making a sculpture that's about that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there are other pieces as well in the exhibition that kind of complement that, like, aren't there?
they're probably is yeah. going to be a rolled up type of mat, but it's actually not a yoga mat. It looks very kind of industrially produced and very thick and quite textured. And I just was curious about the thing itself because it looked like it should be hard rather than mm-hmm. soft. Mm-hmm. And the size and the texture will kind of relate to what's mm-hmm. To the concrete. Mm-hmm.
So were those the works that you've described, were they made in conjunction with one another, or just kind of one after the other, or both in relation to the space?
I think I've been interested with I've been kind of collecting these different types mm-hmm. of mats and kind of thinking about the surface they have and how it relates to the body and how you physically the body kind of size. Mm-hmm. And I've been thinking a lot about verticality and horizontality. And there's going to be another work, like two small images that are found images mm-hmm. of people picking up a sculpture, a very classical looking figurative bronze mm-hmm. sculpture.
Yeah.
And that's being lifted up. In one case, it's like in a garden. Mm-hmm. And in the other case, it's being taken out of the crate. And that relation, I guess, traditionally what sculpture is a standing, mm-hmm. you know, autonomous, heavy.
Quite monumental.
And so I guess I've been thinking about this a lot.
Do you see yourself in a way making the work in the space, or is it kind of made prior to the
space? That's an important point, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. the work is going to be made here. It's going to be made the morning mm-hmm. of the exhibition, so it's still wet and is left to set over time. That's a really important. Mm-hmm. So something that happens over time and something that is kind of in flux or that is mm-hmm. setting
changes.
Changes. Yeah. It's a lot darker. When it's still wet, mm-hmm. and it takes quite a long time to dry, especially in wet, mm-hmm. cold, humid conditions. Mm-hmm. And it first kind of, the areas that kind of mm-hmm. dry faster, so mm-hmm. then becomes kind of patchy. Mm-hmm. And they also, those surfaces will have I'll texture the mm-hmm. surface, so it'll be kind of anti-slip, two kind of different type of surfaces on both mm-hmm. both of them. Mm-hmm.
And is that at all in response to kind of experiments with the same material in your studio, or having a kind of personal encounter with that material, or is it?
Not really that particularly, I think, because somehow it came much more as an idea rather than a thing. And I think because in the studio, perhaps you kind of have the tendency to do things or to form things more precisely, or more, to kind of do more to a material, and then feel that you've achieved or you've gone somewhere with it. And in that case, it's almost like stripping away. So it's almost like doing as little, very little to it, like laying it down to that shape and just making the surface flat and leaving it. And also it's something that won't be, that will have to be destroyed, because I think it'll be so thin that you can't carry such a surface.
Is the work itself evolving over the course of the exhibition? Or would you need the viewer to come and see it at different times? Or do you, I mean, it's just a kind of, you get the suggestion of the material.
It's more the suggestion that this has happened. And perhaps it's also kind of bringing a little bit more of the making into the space.
Do you often do that, or do you normally work more sort of studio based?
Both, I think, but it's happened. I suppose my first Limoncello show was also very much a response to the space, and using the step that was dividing the front and the back of the space, and feeling that with sand, which dried over time and kind of broke away. So I suppose it's the same kind of, same kind of thing that's going to happen this time. But it's not meant to break away, really. It's just going to set and solidify.
Because that had something to do with kind of anticipating the viewer's interaction with the space, but maybe architecturally as well, like their natural use of the space, because it was on the step. But with this one, it's more a kind of visual anticipation of the viewer. So less than more, but maybe.
And probably in this case it's going to be, because this time people are not meant to step on it, or to
damage it.
So I imagine, I didn't actually know, when I kind of conceived of it, I wasn't physically in the space, and I didn't really ask for measurements or anything. So I just realized coming recently that the space between for the viewer to navigate is going to be quite narrow. So it probably will be quite very much about walking around it and not making it so easy to. I'm also planning to take a bit more things than perhaps what is going to end up being in the exhibition
to edit out once you're in the space.
Because one thing that I find hard to know is there's going to be a projection. And so I imagine that this light will be off to allow enough darkness for
visibility.
But then I don't really know how that's going to affect. If then it means this whole space, nothing else would be shown in this whole space, which is what I imagine now, but somehow it might change.
And what's the projection of?
It's a very short loop of a close-up of hands of a gymnast going around the bar. So she's just holding, so you see about this much, and the hands are going round and turning. So she's trying to keep going around, like, so she has to turn her chin, and so she's making a loop with her body physically, I suppose, and the video is looped as well, so that movement becomes a constant. You mentioned earlier the press release as well that comes on top as materials when you go to see a show, the things you're given. And the press release, I kept it very very short and very, it's just a quote of a French poet that has, so there's no explanation or description of what's actually going to happen in the space.
So you have to be here to see the work.
I suppose I like that you're given little, but that's what you have to get on. I kind of imagine that then you hope you you use more, you use it more because you're given less, almost.
Do you think that the kind of configuration of objects that you've chosen, or this you can edit down from that, is it possible to conceive of those kind of selected items existing somewhere else? Or is, I'm just wondering about the particular features, especially the skylights here.
Yeah, I wonder actually. I don't know.
I mean, I guess specifically with the work that you were describing that kind of dries over time. Relating to the specific.
Yeah,
and
it's direct dialogue with the
dimensions. I don't know. Perhaps it could work. Like, mm-hmm. then you would have different dimensions, or perhaps it would relate to something else in the space, or perhaps you wouldn't. Or perhaps there would be more of them. Like, in this mm-hmm. case, there are two.
I guess, they would be different in the sense that the object, in any case, would be remade. Because you said it would fall apart.
Yeah, you could never remake exactly.
Here. How this serves in relation to your exhibition. Yeah. I mean, I guess in a kind of imagined response of the viewer, maybe how you anticipate that response for like reading across from here to the exhibition.
You mean from here, this interview, this situation now?
Maybe two kind of routes would be potentially maybe on your own behalf, the fact that it sounds like some of the things are not so formulated, and that things will formulate themselves in the space. So there's the potential for things to change between now and then. So in the same way that any conversation about work could have a kind of pedagogic effect, a kind of exchange and change of idea, a change of route. So there's the I guess the potential of that within talking about it beforehand that might change it. And then, but then also within the viewer's reading of the work, I guess maybe it's the difference between reading and viewing the work. I mean, the kind of reading the work, and maybe there's a difference between that and viewing it. I just wonder how, I mean, in the sense that maybe this is a performance of the author that kind of that can affect a viewer.
It might be the same kind of gap. To me, almost like projecting how it will work, because I haven't been able to really try it out on that surface in my studio. It has a wooden floor, so perhaps they'll be the same. Perhaps not entirely, because I know perhaps I've worked with concrete before. Some people might not have, so there probably will be things that even myself don't expect, and people might all build their own idea of what it might be like. And so I suppose it does exist on two levels, and I think with language that's what happens, and that's why we make work. Otherwise, it wouldn't. There is that.
Well, it gets
that
realized.
And I suppose the physical encounter for me is important. That thing of having a thing that you navigate around, and that you come closer and you might realise it's different to what you thought.
About Limoncello specifically, and an understanding I have of this gallery being a space that, like the empty gallery interviews, participates in kind of interviews and talks with its artists before shows in order to kind of supply some kind of contextual material with the show. What occurs to me about the interview that you're having is one of a kind of presumed viewer, which is possibly even more scary or even more problematic than a presumed critic. This is a gallery that participates in exactly the kind of exchange that you're having now, but it's within a somewhat safer, perhaps, position of it being within the gallery.
Thank you very much, everyone, for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.